Doctor Who, The Myth Makers, by Donald Cotton. Read by Stephen Thorne. Chapter 1. Homer Remembers.
Look! Over here. Here, under the olive trees. That's right. By the pile of broken stones and the cracked statues of old gods. What do you see? Why, nothing but an old man sitting in the autumn sunshine and dreaming and remembering. That's what old men do, having nothing better to occupy their time. And since that is what I've become, that is why I do it. I heard your footsteps when you first entered the grove. So sit down, whoever you are, and have a slice of goat's cheese with me. There. It's rather good, you'll find. I eat very little else these days. Teeth gone, of course. You think it's sad to be old? Nonsense. It's a triumph. An unexpected one at that, because, I tell you, I never thought I'd make it past 30. Men do not frequently survive to senility in these dangerous times. But then, being blind, I suppose I can hardly be considered much of a threat to anyone. So somehow I've been allowed to live. Although probably more by negligence than by charity, or a proper concern for the elderly. And I'm grateful. For I have a tale or two still to tell, and a song or two to compose and throw to posterity, before I pass Acheron and meet my dead friends in the shadows of the netherworld. I am, you see, a myth-maker, and my